Hello, everyone. I am live officially. I'm Allegra from Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. And if you're listening to this on our podcast, then you are listening to the Harness the Power of Planning podcast. And for those of you who watch our live, just so you know, if you ever want to catch the audio only, go anywhere that you listen to podcasts and look for the Harness the Power of Planning podcast. I am on my own today. My valiant partner, Natasha, is traveling. So it is just me. And Natasha usually runs the tech side. So please bear with me as I attempt to stream on all of our platforms. So, for those of you who are joining us for the first time, Natasha and I, our business is Beyond Your Wildest Dreams, and we are on a mission to help moms and caregivers prioritize yourself, save time and accomplish your goals. Because as moms, as entrepreneurs, as educators, we know how hard it is to get anything done that's just for you once you become a caregiver. And we use the term caregiver on purpose. We know that not every person who is caring for children is a mom. It could be a dad, it could be another relative. Also, we know that if you are like us, there's a good chance you're part of the sandwich generation, which I am very much in that sandwich generation. Natasha and I will both be turning 50 this year, 2024. And so, if that's not something that you've encountered yet, it might be something you encounter and you can learn from our experience and help, prepare yourself mentally and financially and all the things that you have to do in order to be part of the sandwich generation. But what do Natasha and I do? How do we help people on this mission? Well, we create content that is science-backed. We're big science nerds. Natasha and I, the sorting hat would have put us in Ravenclaw. And also, it's actionable and accessible. We are big readers. And one of my pet peeves is when I read a 300 or 400 page book and I feel like, well, that was really interesting, but all they did was point out the problem. They didn't actually give you any tips for how to fix the problem for yourself. So we definitely fixed the problem. So if you are watching the video, then you see these are our books. They're very small. They take about 45 minutes to an hour to get through. And they're not just books. They are actually workbooks because the brain science shows that when you actually apply the knowledge, that's when you acquire it versus when you just hear about it but don't actually do anything to practice that new piece of information. So we go live every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific, 12:30 p.m. Eastern to talk about, whatever's going on in our life. And also we pick a topic to talk about. And since it's just me today, our topic is picking your perfect planner. Natasha and I are big fans of paper planners, which doesn't mean that we don't use our digital devices. We do, but we do most of our planning on a paper planner. And as someone who has purchased a lot of different paper planners, it took me a long time to realize that there is no quote unquote perfect planner. There is just the planner that is perfect for you. And by perfect, we simply mean the planner that you use, because it can really be a fine line between the planner that you don't use and the one that you do use. I can't tell you how many, when Natasha and I first started talking about Beyond Your Wildest Dreams, we asked people to give us their planners. And, we kind of knew that it was a reality, but when we saw the vast numbers of planners where people had started writing in the first, 1 to 2 to, maybe they got as far as 5 or 10 pages. But the vast majority of the planners we got, and if you're looking, this is one that was given to me by someone that I said, I just put out and ask, hey, everyone, we're working on this thing. Give us any planners that you haven't used. We got so many planners. And so the first, we have three tips to help you pick your perfect planner. Tip number one is pick a planner that is the right physical object in terms of size and aesthetics. So maybe you like something a little plainer. Maybe you like something even more colorful than the one I'm holding up. So if you're listening to the podcast, you're not going to get to see these examples I'm holding up. So you're welcome to go look at YouTube or Facebook or Instagram and see this video. Maybe you want something super duper colorful. Maybe you like the spiral bound. Maybe you like the spine like mine. It's just a clean spine. Maybe you want something like this, which is like a true binder, right? It has the hard rings inside, so you can add papers and take papers out. It's up to you. Our suggestion to you is to pick a planner that you want to spend time with, one that is big enough that you pay attention to it. That's why I have a big planner for two reasons. One, I have a planner that's big because I treat it as a journal, a calendar, a notebook, a planner. And by planning, I mean like I plan out the goals that I'm working on this year. And so I do all those things in here. So I want it big enough. I also want it big enough that it kind of just like hits me in the face. Like I can't ignore this planner. It's like, pay attention to me. And I like that. And I actually have my planner every day just sitting on my desk open in front of me, welcoming me. It's like my partner in crime, if you will. So I also like that it is, a little bit blingy. I change it every year. I've been using the same planner for I think 6 years now. But I always change the cover. I change the color, I change the graphic, but it's always got this kind of metallic foil that I just think is really pretty. It feels like a talisman to me. And, it's all about reducing friction between you and your planner, as in making it something that you want to use. So for me, having it be pretty, having it be big makes it easy for me to see and use. The other thing, too, is that the size might make a difference if you're the sort of person who likes to put your planner into a bag, maybe of a small bag. So you need a smaller planner. But this kind of brings me up to tip number two, which is have a planner that has enough pages so that you can use it for all the things that you want to use it for. I used to have a gratitude journal, a notebook, and a planner. The notebook was for taking notes in meetings. The gratitude journal lived by my bed, but sometimes it would get moved around the house. And what I found was when I had three different books, I never knew where any of them were. It was just too much to keep track of. So putting it all in one place has been really helpful to me. And putting it all in one place means that I need a planner that has, this planner has 240 something pages. So I need a planner that has at least this amount. And I never fill the whole thing because at the back, it has about 30 pages of just blank note-taking space, like a bullet journal, Bujo. And I never fill all of those Bujo pages. So this is, maybe I could go down to 200 pages. I don't know. But this is a good size for me. So if you're someone who draws a lot, maybe you need a 300-page journal. So think about that. The other thing is I only have one kid, and Natasha has two. I know some parents who have more children who find it helpful to have this kind of journal, the kind where you can insert planner, this kind of planner, the kind where you can insert pages because they put in extra sets of monthly pages. So this is connected to step two. So you want, about as enough pages that you can have. But I personally find it really helpful to have a planner that has monthly pages as well as weekly pages. So figure out what works for you. Some people like daily pages. I once had a planner that had one full-size page like this. No, actually, it had three full-size pages like that for every day because it would ask you a set of questions in the morning, then you'd have a full page for the day, and then you'd have a full set of questions for the evening. And I never used all that space. So that did not work for me. But I know some parents who find it really useful to have multiple month pages because one of their kids has so many activities that they have their own month pages. And so, if that works for you, then get a binder planner. I also find it really helpful when the month and the week are right next to each other. I once saw a planner where all of the month pages were up at the front, and then the 52 weeks were after that. And I found it really complicated to go from January and then blah, 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 where's January? So this setup here has the month, and then it has 5 weeks of weekly pages after it. So you know that it comes right afterwards. The third tip that I have for you all is to think about this is kind this is something that it came to me only when I started using this planner 6 years ago. And it is two tools in the planner that I have found to be so helpful. And they're probably the two hardest pages to start using because it seems like extra work, if you will, but this is extra work that really helps you stay on track, right? Like if you're the sort of person who sets a plan at the beginning of the year and you're doing really great in January, but then February, March, April, whatever, you start falling off and just eventually you're not working on anything, any of the goals that you've set for yourself, personal or professional, big or small. And what these things do is they help you keep these plans at the forefront of your mind so that you don't just fall off like that and then at the end of the year think, whatever happened to, this goal I was working on? And these two tools are what are called habit trackers. This is a habit tracker. I'm showing it on the screen for those of you listening to the podcast. And a habit tracker is just what it sounds like. It's basically a grid where you write down the days of the week across the top and you write down the activities that you're trying to track on the left side. So the tracker that I have has built-in gratitude, meditation, and exercise. And you can add whatever else you want, drink water, do some creative writing, do some gardening, take my supplements, make three sales calls, whatever activity you want to track, that is really a fantastic thing to have. The other tool that is in here is a monthly reflection, and it asks you a bunch of questions to just think about your month. Now, Natasha and I have come up with our own, we call it a monthly course correct. And we ask different questions in this one. And you can get that if you go to our website, bywdreams.com. You can sign up for our mailing list and get our monthly course correct that way. I'm just typing this into IG so you can have it. And oh, I realized I forgot to add something to my name so I can have it on Facebook. And okay, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this right now. So, So, those are two things that we have found to be incredibly powerful. Now, the habit tracker. Kim, if you've watched our lives before, then you know that Natasha actually finds it more helpful to use separate habit trackers than one in the journal. She uses like post-it notes. And you can find, if you go to our website, you will see we have like our favorite planning tools on Amazon, a list. And there are some habit trackers that are like post-it notes. So you can post it into any journal. So if your planner does not come with a habit tracker, you can easily find some that you can just, post-it note onto there. Or you could even take a blank page and create a habit tracker. So there are ways to work around, the fact that you might choose a planner that doesn't have a habit tracker already built into it. There are ways to work around that, just so you know. And look, you might decide, like, hey, this kind of worked for me, but this didn't work so well. That's natural. It took me a long, long time to figure out how to eat. And even this planner, I don't use it exactly the way that it's printed in here. I don't, you know, it says right here to put your priorities here. I don't use that. So I use it for other things. So that's totally fine. Give yourself permission to color outside the lines. If your planner says to do something in a space and you don't really need that, use it for something else you need. Do some doodling there. You can also go the whole, and this is something I aspire to do someday. Someday, when my child, you know, is a little bit older, I would love to go full on Bujo. Bujo stands for bullet journal. And what bullet journal is it's these pages that I had showed you earlier where it looks like there's just a grid of dots all across the paper. But really, it's essentially just a blank page. And if you type in Bujo into any search engine, you're going to find so many things. And it's just basically completely customizing a planner for yourself. So, you know, if you just say like, hey, I just want plain purple leather like this one, you can go full on Bujo and just, you know, I drew this. I created this monthly calendar here. So you can go full on Bujo and make it exactly the way you want, which I think is so fun. I'm just not there yet. I'm just not there right now at this point in my life. So those are our three tips. One, make sure that the planner works for you in terms of aesthetics and in terms of size, right? It's all about reducing friction. Number two, make sure that your planner has enough pages in it that you can do everything that you want to do in that planner. And number three, look for a planner that has these sort of things, the habit tracker and the monthly course correct. And again, if you go full on Bujo, don't worry about it. There are ways to add all of these things to your planner. Most importantly, just know that planners are an incredible, incredible tool. And it's just going to take some practice figuring out how to use it and, you know, all the things that you need. And hey, look, if you're not ready for a monthly course correct yet, if you're just starting on a planner, just start. That's great. But just know that there is this amazing tool called a monthly course correct that can help you even more. And or monthly review. Most people call it monthly review. We call it a course correct because we believe that even when you're on the right path, sometimes you're going to have to course correct. I have a bonus tip for you, as we often do. If you read our books, we always have three strategies, but then we have some little bonus tips. Bonus tip. I try to make my planner as self-contained as possible so that if I grab it and put it into my bag, I know I have everything I need in here. And so, one bonus tip is to find a planner that has a pocket. So this planner has this pocket here that's built in. But see, this second pocket is actually just an envelope that I taped in place. And the reason why I have this here is because if you have taken our course or listened to us before, you know that I'm a big fan of stickers. And we also recommend that people keep things like their value cards. Value cards is an activity that we do in our Harness the Power of Planning 2-day life design course, which is coming up. I'll talk more about that at the end. But I have my value cards here. I have my important dates card here, which helps me fill out every month. And then I have my stickers. And that just keeps everything nice and self-contained. And you'll see I also have a couple of family pictures, which is always fun. And so that's just a little bonus tip. If you can find a way to work an envelope into your planner, either by taping one in like I do, or by, you know, if you get the planners that have the three-ring binders that you can open up, there's always some sort of envelope attachment that you can add in there. This one also has one in the front here, which is really nice. This is where having a bigger planner, you know, you see this little planner. It would be hard to get a meaningful size envelope in here because it's just so small. So again, the best planner is the one that you're going to use. So don't limit yourself. These are just our suggestions. Take what speaks to you and leave the rest. But I find a planner to be a really great way to keep everything in one place so that when I take my planner with me, I can do whatever work I need to do. So, as I mentioned, our 2-day life design course, Harness the Power of Planning, is coming up. It is going to be Saturday, January 20th and 27th. It is not too late to sign up. It is a virtual life design course. And just to tell you a little bit about what it is, so it's 2 days, it's 6 hours on each day live. And we are only talking for roughly 2.5 to 3 of those hours. The other time is, well, there's a meal break and there are bio breaks and dance parties. Why do we have dance parties? Because the brain science shows that when you get moving, it releases brain chemicals that help actually to make the learning stick better. And also too, it's just a good idea to move, right? So we have lots of things built in there. And we also have any of the exercises we give you during the lecture part, you have time to do them. Because we used to teach this course where we would talk for 45 minutes to an hour, and then we'd say bye, and people would do the exercises in the week in between us doing our lectures. So it was a 6-week process, and people just told us that they would fall off with doing the exercises. So that's why we offer it this way, because hey, you're already in the course, you're already committed, just do the exercises. And people say they really like it this way. So we have some people who've taken the course 3 times because they feel like they get something new, you know, depending on where you're at in your life by design planning process. So it is those 2 days. And if you miss something live, the videos, the sessions are recorded, and you have access to those recordings for 3 months. And everything happens within a private Facebook group. You can also ask us questions during that whole 3-month process. And then once you have completed the course, we actually move you to our alumni group, which is where you can continue learning with us. The alumni group, there's currently no charge to be a part of it. And it's within the alumni group that we do things like an annual review, a monthly course correct. We also share sort of the latest and greatest thinking that we have going on in terms of our offerings. We've gotten our best ideas from our alumni group in terms of like our book titles and also just the book subjects, what they wanted us to write about. So that is our course. There is still time to join. And a little secret, I don't have a code for you to use, but there might have been one in last week's. But what I do have for you is if you get any of our books, and I think 2 of our ebooks are 99 cents, at the back is the biggest discount that we give to our course. So there's that tip there for hanging on out and watching this entire live. So we would love to see you at Harness the Power of Planning. It is a life design course. It is day one is designed, we call it excavate and plan. Day one is all about really getting in touch with what it is that you want to do, how you want to spend your time. And then we put together an actionable plan. And then day two is called execute. So day two is all about taking that plan and actually working on it. We want to get you into activity mode and we want to keep you in activity mode. And we have very specific skills to teach you to do that. So join us. We would love to have you. And as always, if you have any questions, if you're listening to the podcast, there's also ways to leave questions for us if you visit our Spotify page. But if you have any questions, just put them in the comments wherever you're watching on whatever social media platform you're watching, and we will get a notification and we will happily answer them. And yes, if you go to the Spotify page, then you can ask us a question for our podcast. And I'll happily answer it there. So thank you so much for watching. Happy New Year. Wishing you lots of health and happiness and more of whatever it is that you desire. Bye.